Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.
Get ready to shop Lowe's Black Friday Doorbuster Deals to save $150 on a 30-inch Blackstone griddle, now $299. Plus, choose a Whirlpool top load washer or Midea top freezer refrigerator for just $398. These limited-time Doorbuster deals go fast, so get holiday ready today at Lowe's. We help, you save. Valid 11/28 through 12/1. Selection varies by location. While supplies last, see Lowe's.com for more details.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Get up, get up, get up. It's the Get Up Show.
Welcome, friends, to the Simon Says Podcast, podcast number 77.
Hello, good morning.
Are we
good
sure?
Afternoon. I don't know. It could be any time of day if you're listening to the podcast.
Anytime, man. Time is completely irrelevant anymore.
It still exists.
Just like network TV, but it's a man-made thing. You know, man-made uptime. Before that, it was just how many moons until we go to grandma's house?
Is it daytime? Well, it was like daytime or nighttime, but no actual numbers.
Exactly. How would life be? You'd never be late to work unless it was nighttime.
Basically. You were supposed to be there in the daytime.
So, hey, we're part of the Get Up Show. It's Sean and Charlie here. Maddie is in New Hampshire. He's going to come back talking like that, I guess.
Yeah, and he's like eating. And is New Hampshire have lobsters too, or is it just Maine?
No, it's all that whole area up there. They're growing trees.
Oh, great. They're walking down the street holding hands.
So thank you for checking out the podcast. Be sure that you like it and subscribe to it and tell all your friends. And check us out on the radio if you want to. We do the Get Up Show on 98.7 Simon in Greensboro, North Carolina. When I was off, you guys did this thing without me last week.
We did.
Had the weirdest thing. Tell me how you would react to this situation. I had my family get together. We didn't do it last year because of, obviously,
COVID.
This year, we had our family get together on the Eastern Shore of Virginia. Pretty good crowd. We had a pretty good crowd already. And then I'm standing at the front door welcoming people when a clown car of people I had never seen before comes marching into my house.
Were they actual clowns?
Now that would have been cool.
Right?
And they had invisible dogs, and they had a bucket full of confetti.
And all kinds of balloon animals.
Balloon animals. No, it was just like person after person that I had never seen.
So just a whole bunch of people that were
brand new.
Randoms. Uh-huh.
That, you know, it's somebody invited them.
But did you ever figure out who?
Not especially. We think we narrowed it down to two. But I was kind of frozen in place. You know, it's like there's plenty of food for everybody. This is a loose kind of situation here. But I didn't ever ask, hey, who are you? Nobody walked up and said, this is so-and-so my friend. We knew it would be cool to invite them to your party. Nobody said, these are our friends. They just walked in.
Did you ever see any of your family members speaking to them?
Well, they kind of, some of them didn't speak to anybody. And the one dude stayed out in the front yard drinking out of his cooler the whole time.
Well, okay. Well, he's fine then. He brought his own.
But yeah, it was very strange. And, you know, they came and they filled their plates and they sat down and they kind of talked to a couple of people here and there. But like, I've had people, I've told this story a couple times, and people said, no, I would have walked up and said, excuse me.
Well, no, I would have been more like, you know, hey, how you doing? I'm Sean. You know, so who are you here with? Or who do you know here? Or something. You can do that.
Well, the fear is they know no one, and then what do you do then? You know, it's like they here's what we were kind of surmising or building scenarios in our heads, that they just saw a gathering and walked in off the street to get some food.
That very well could be. Nah. And no one ever asked them, but I don't think so. I don't think wedding crashers is, party crashers is a real thing.
It is.
Not with that many people. But, you know, you kind of like really casually, so who do you know here? Da, 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 you know, and then if they say no one, then you say, get out.
Nah, see, it was cool.
Oh, well, so welcome to the neighborhood. I don't know, what do you say?
And I would have been totally cool had anybody said up front, hey, we're inviting, you know, a whole bus full of people you don't know to your party to eat up your food and stuff. I'd have been like, cool.
What if they had the address wrong and they were really at the wrong house?
That could be too. Because I heard one of them say, I don't know anybody here. This is weird.
Well, I really wonder. So you didn't ask your family members later?
Not really, because, you know, I didn't want to be weird about it. You know, I didn't want to say, hey, who are those randoms and who brought them?
Well, you don't have to say it mean. Just be like, hey, we saw a group of people come up and I didn't know any of them. Some of your friends. What? Yeah. Just.
But then one of them threw away a whole piece of barbecue chicken without touching it.
Oh, now get out.
Yeah. Yeah. And I said something where they could hear it too. But anyway, so yeah, that was a weird thing. And I don't know, maybe I'm just socially awkward enough to not address that.
But I don't see you socially awkward at all. You're the first person that I think would just start talking to a stranger and throw out the, oh, so who do you know here at this party?
I don't know. You have a different perception of me, I guess, than I have of myself.
Well, you would do that and then you would walk away and say you had to get something out of your car and we'd never see you again.
Yeah. There you go. But it, you know, I just wonder how other people would handle that. So another thing that's going on right now out there in the world that people are loving is using the Mr. Clean Magic Eraser to whiten their teeth.
Yeah, I can see where we think that this works. Mr. Clean himself has some pretty shiny chompers, but please don't do this.
They said that it's made out of a substance that's basically microscopic glass.
It's sandpaper.
And it has sulfuric acid and formaldehyde and sodium in it. I think I'm getting all those ingredients right, which sounds like a great toothpaste.
So here's the thing. Even though they show, like, kind of in the commercials that you can use it to get marks off your walls and stuff,
yeah,
it will take the paint off of your wall.
Like, absolutely.
Like you sanded that area. I did it. I was moving out of an apartment. And I was like, oh, I'm just going to, you know, got a few scuff marks. I'm cleaning it up. And it was a wall that the sunlight hit it just perfectly, that you could see every single spot where I used that magic eraser, because it smoothed out the paint. It's like sandpaper.
No, it's magic.
No.
Yeah, it's that was not the sunlight showing your magic that you made.
Is that
in
what
there?
It was? Yeah. So, I mean, it goes to say that if you use it on your teeth, it's going to scrape the enamel off.
I'm so tempted to try it because I'm a freak over that. I've tried everything. I remember trying the Crest white strips and being so disappointed with that. I know some people think they work. And then there's those little trays that you get, mm-hmm, and you put those in. And I
did the white strips. I've never gone as far as the trays are expensive.
Yeah, yeah, they are. And then I bought the charcoal. That charcoal toothpaste.
Oh, that stuff is horrible.
It tore my gums out of my head.
That is also sandpaper.
Oh, my God. That was awful. And then I got the little whitening peroxide pen. It's got a little brush in it.
Yeah, you like painted it on your teeth.
I can never tell if it does anything. I feel like if I try the magic eraser, I'll be able to tell that I've whitened my teeth.
Do you think you don't have white teeth?
They're not as white as I'd like them to be.
But
do you think
you're
white?
Not supposed to be like Ross on Friends where they glow in the dark.
Well, that's kind of what I want.
No.
Do you think they're white?
They're white enough.
See, she's lying, man. She's trying to be nice.
Well, what about...
Your microphone's in the way. No, see, you got white teeth.
Do I?
Yeah.
I drink a lot of red wine.
Oh.
I'm surprised. I don't smoke, but I drink a lot of red wine, so I'm surprised.
Yeah, and the dentist said yes. A magic eraser will make your teeth white because it takes all the enamel off.
Yeah. And then you're going to have like exposed roots and your teeth falling out of your head. This is going to be great.
Don't worry about it. You look good for a little while. Uh-huh. You're winning. and then you can get your dentures. Everything's going to be great.
They'll be white.
They'll be white forever. That's right. And they even make dentures that aren't white. That's the part that's crazy. When you get you see dentures that people get, and they're like the wrong color.
Well, when you get a crown, they match it to your tooth, yeah. And so to your other teeth, so it doesn't look crazy white.
Nah.
It's like, oh, okay, we need to be like down here, number 19.
Nah, man. If I ever have to get false teeth, they're going to be like stark, blinding white.
Here comes Sean.
So is it 8 out of 10 women who are worried about a certain part of their body?
Yeah, it is a much larger amount than I ever imagined. And I'm in the 2 because I never thought about this at all. But they say there's a societal pressure to have a perfect female armpit.
Don't say that word.
You hate that word.
I hate that word.
Underarm.
Underarm's better. Underarm is nice.
Is it?
Yeah.
But it goes, when you put it down, it goes into a pit.
Uh-uh. I don't know why that skeeves me out, man. That's one of my words.
It
You know, we did that whole thing a couple weeks ago about moist and ointment and all that. That word gets me. I can't even say
Can you say pit when you're talking about a cherry?
Yeah.
And it doesn't bother you?
Yeah, but now that you've given it this context, I don't even want to say cherry, you know what?
What if you fall into a pit?
Yeah, but still, you've tainted it by putting it in your arm.
Well, anyway, so they say that women are like super concerned with their hair, their sweat, their odor, that they, I don't know. I guess that I have never had big problems with any of these things, so that's why I don't care.
See, when you told me that, I thought it was more like women are walking around with their hands on top of their heads, like, hey, check these out.
Well, they kind of are because I guess some women who, if you're a hairier kind of person, they get, like when they try to shave them, there's stubble, they get a rash, and it's not a pretty armpit.
You said it again.
I had mine lasered, so I don't even have to worry about it.
Really? Forever?
Yeah.
No kidding. That works?
You want to see?
Sure. Oh, this is cool. Wait a minute.
I got to take my sweater off.
Wow, this is neat.
Freezing here in the studio. Can you see?
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Like, but I wouldn't know. You could have just shaved that.
But I never have to anymore.
Wow.
Like, ever. And that was 4 or 5 years ago, maybe longer.
No kidding.
Yeah.
Wow, that's kind of cool.
Probably longer than that.
Huh?
Probably longer than that.
Huh. I didn't even know that stuff worked.
It does. Huh. Yes, it definitely does.
Well, see, that's why you can sit up on your high horse and say you're not worried about
it. But even before that, I wasn't a super, again, I'm not a really hairy person, so it was never an issue for me. I was like, oh, I guess I probably should shave, whatever, and then it was over with. But seriously, I didn't know there was a perfect female armpit.
Well, isn't there like a whole category of fetish over that? And is that like why this is becoming a thing?
About having hair there?
Well, that or not.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I mean, I think there's both. I think there's people who are into the hair and people who are just into that area.
Remember when Madonna like didn't shave and everyone was like, oh my God.
Yeah, that was shocking.
It was so shocking.
Yeah.
And now lots of women don't.
Who else was it? I think it was Patty, one of the Patties, either Smith or Smythe back in the day.
It was Smythe.
She also had hair under her arms. And I remember thinking when I was a kid, what's wrong?
Wait, is Smythe the warrior?
No.
Smith,
I don't know.
Is whichever one is not the warrior.
Okay.
I think
it was Smythe.
Okay.
All right. Anyway. But yeah, she did too. And it was like, what? And then more recently, Miley Cyrus. But as you go, these things become more accepted.
Well, wasn't there a trend a couple years ago where it was like unicorn hair that people were dyeing at different colors?
Yes, that's right.
I'm like, no, I'm good. Thanks.
And then during the pandemic, a lot of people said that they just weren't going to do it ever anymore. And now that things are starting to go back to normal, they're like, just kidding.
But so I feel like I still wouldn't like that. Even if I hadn't had it lasered, I don't think I could let it grow. I think that would feel weird. I think it would just be, I would not like that.
I don't know that you'd feel it. You know, I have very small amount of hair, and I don't notice it's there.
You don't? Uh-uh. And I don't like on guys when it's like deodorant sticks in it and stuff.
I used to have a friend, Ronald Jr. God, he was crazy. He called that gnat bread.
Ooh, really? Yeah. When it balls up and it's kind of...
Yeah, that's gnat bread. Ronald Jr. and I one time found a deer skull at a buddy of ours' house and tied it with crime scene tape to the front of my Volkswagen convertible and rode around town like that.
That's fun.
Isn't that great?
Yes.
The crime scene tape really set it off. It was kind of like Boss Hogg's car with the steer horns on the front, you know?
Oh, yeah, definitely.
Very cool. So I don't know what's happened to us in this society where this is news, where this was on CNN. Popeyes now has chicken nuggets.
So look, Popeyes started the chicken war. Like, I don't know what happened, but they came out with this chicken sandwich that everyone said was like the best one they ever had. And then every other fast food restaurant thought they had to change their chicken sandwich to be just like Popeyes. And so now they've all come out with these amazing signature sandwiches and whatever. And side note, I still haven't had a Popeyes one.
Have you not?
No.
They're pretty good.
So now they're like, okay, so we did that. Now we're moving on to the chicken nugget war. And they say their new nuggets are going to be like nothing you've ever tasted before. And everybody else is going to start freaking out and changing their nuggets.
Gee whiz. I hope it's not another one of those gridlock situations that when we had to go try that damn sandwich.
Oh, yeah.
And
oh, didn't you and your daughter go?
Yeah. And had to run over the curb to get out of people's way and gave up. Because it was just
why I never got one, because there's not a Popeyes convenient to me anywhere. And one of the few times I was near one, the cars were just wrapped around the building. I was like, I do not want it that bad.
There was nothing convenient about any of it. It was crazy the way people were acting over that thing. And so then time passes and we go back and we get one and we, you know, get home with it and we eat it and we're like, yeah, that's pretty good.
Yeah.
After all that craziness.
I mean, I think they're good. I also know a similar one that I think is delicious is Zaxby's.
Oh, everything at Zaxby's is good.
Yes.
I love Zaxby's.
Mm-hmm.
The thing that I'm noticing, though, like McDonald's has those new chicken sandwiches, and they put them in a Chick-fil-A bag. You notice
that? They put it in a foil bag, and I got to tell you, I'm sorry. The one I had wasn't great.
The spicy one's better than the other one.
I was not impressed.
And I didn't know it was a foil bag till I put it in the microwave and the fireworks started going off. It actually started a fire.
Are you serious?
Yeah, man. I put that thing in there and, you know, hit the auto start and then it's like, and I go take it out and it's got the little red fire burning up the side of the bag. And all I was thinking was, I hope this didn't mess up the taste of the sandwich.
And Burger King came out with that chiking.
I hadn't tried that.
It's supposed to be like, you know, it's the same big, bready, whatever kind of thing. But I got to tell you, one of my guilty pleasures that they're like so gross, but I love them, are the original big, long chicken at Burger King.
Oh, hell yeah. Remember the Italian
patty?
One?
Yes.
Good God. Those were so good, but you'd have heartburn for like 6 months off of that. But yeah, I used to love those. And you don't remember the name of the fish sandwich they used to have, do you?
No.
The Whaler.
Oh, right. Yeah.
The Whaler.
I remember that.
All right, here we go. Pop quiz. How long do these condiments last after you open them? This will blow your mind.
After you open them?
Yeah. Barbecue sauce. How long would you keep a bottle of barbecue sauce?
A year.
4 months. They say 4 months. I've had barbecue sauce for way longer than that. What about honey?
That never goes bad.
They say not to keep it longer than 2 years.
Honey lasts forever.
It's the only food that never spoils, I think. Balsamic vinaigrette.
4 months.
18 months.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay.
Horseradish.
Oh, horseradish. I'd say about 6 months.
They say 3 to 4, but yeah, you can get longer than that out of it. Come on. It's horseradish. Jelly.
Jelly would be a year.
Yeah, you're exact. Look at you.
Good.
Jelly is a year. Ketchup.
Forever.
6 months.
Whatever.
You believe that?
No.
God. Chocolate syrup.
Well, it probably only lasts about 3 weeks in your house.
6 months.
Okay.
Maple syrup.
That one lasts a long time, I think. 18 months.
It says a year in the pantry. somebody put maple syrup in the refrigerator at work.
Yes, I think it's still in there. And there's hardly, the funny thing is it's like practically an empty bottle. So what's the point?
Do people do that as a joke? Like, do people do weird things like that just to mess with everybody? Or is that really somebody's thing?
No, I think lots of people think you're supposed to put it in the refrigerator after you open it.
Store-bought mayonnaise. How long does that last after you open it?
A year.
2 months.
Whatever.
Mustard.
If you leave the packets in your desk drawer, they eventually turn brown.
I saw that.
But I would say mustard in the refrigerator after you open it. Let's go with 9 months.
A year.
Okay.
Olives.
Mm.
This is crazy, this one.
6 months?
2 weeks.
No.
Isn't that crazy?
Whatever.
Like the olives, if you go and you order a martini with olives, do you think they're not older than 2 weeks?
No.
Let's see what else. Salsa. Oh, wow. Salsa.
Salsa, I do think that salsa can go bad sooner, so I'm going to say a month.
This says 9 to 12 months?
Nuh-uh.
It gets like that carbonated thing.
Yeah, it does.
Gross.
It's fizzy.
This one will freak you out, too. Soy sauce.
That lasts forever.
1 month.
No, it doesn't. This stuff is crazy. Where did these people come from?
Vinegar.
That lasts forever as well.
2 years. And here's the last one, Worcestershire sauce.
The rest of your life, because you'll never finish that bottle.
It says 1 year, and I swear to God, I've still got in the like paper bag cover that they come in.
Oh, yeah, Leanne Barron's.
Yeah, I've still got an original one that came from my mom's house that I think she inherited from her mom, because you never use it all.
So I actually, and I did this a lot more when I was single, but I still do it now. When I open something, and I will write the date that I opened it and stick it in the refrigerator because I don't use condiments quickly. So sometimes it could be, it might be a year and a half. And I'm like, ooh, I wonder when I opened these roasted red peppers.
You got to give it the smell test, man. You ain't got to write that
on
there.
Some of that stuff you don't know, though.
Well,
unless
then
it's
eat
the salsa and it gets kind of fizzy.
Yeah. That's weird when it does that. You're like, oh, yeah, I think I'll have some chips and salsa. First
put
one.
Put Sprite in here.
Yeah. No, I think, most of the time, it's like we've talked about before, that expiration dates and stuff like that are a suggestion, and the nose knows.
Yeah. They
look at this nose.
They that your nose knows everything. I think it is a thing that food companies came up with, number one, so that you'll throw it out and you'll buy new.
Yes.
And number two, so they won't get sued.
Ah, didn't think of that.
Yeah. So if you get sick and you blame it on your fizzy salsa, they'll be like, look, we tried to tell you.
Yeah. We've talked about this before, how I have no perception of how old I am, especially when it comes to women.
Yes.
And that's, I know I'm getting older. I know that I probably don't look like I could fit in high school anymore.
I mean, barely.
You might
be a student teacher.
I'm going to allow that maybe I couldn't walk the halls of a high school and fit in anymore. Maybe.
Yeah.
But is it more acceptable for a much, much older woman to date a much, much younger man than vice versa? Because Sharon Stone is 63, and it just came out the other day she's dating this young rapper who's 25.
Wow.
Isn't that neat?
Yeah, well, so Madonna does that all the time.
She had a 21-year-old.
Yeah. And who is it? Olivia Wilde that's dating Harry Styles.
Is she much older?
And, yeah, she's like 37.
Oh, that's
not even
the same. Give me a break.
There's still like about a 10 or 12-year age difference between the two of them.
Yeah, but not 40.
But it used to be that it was like, oh, you can't date a younger man. Like, it used to be totally taboo, and now it's becoming much more accepted. But it's still, you still a lot more often see an older man with a younger wife than you do vice versa.
But people look at that and they always say, oh, he must be rich or, something like that. That's a sugar daddy. Mm-hmm. But when you see an older woman and a younger man, those kind of things don't come up,
Well, I'm actually 10 years older than my boyfriend.
See what I mean?
Yeah. And he's certainly not dating me for my money.
But 10 years, and especially,
as you get older, the age difference doesn't make as much difference.
Yeah.
you know, if we were in our 20s, if he was 17 and I was 27, that would be weird.
Or but, if you were 17 and he was 7, that would be
really weird.
Yeah. But it's like Mick Jagger is, you know, pushing 80 and his girlfriend that he just had babies with is what, 22,
okay,
25?
That's because he's rich and he's Mick Jagger.
But
and she's set for life.
He's still so old.
Oh,
look at
no,
him.
He's so wrinkly and
look
skinny.
At him. Skin bag.
I can't imagine.
But, I mean, good on him that he could still produce children that, you know, pushing 80.
Right?
What in the world's
I
going
mean,
on?
I mean, she only had to do it once. We hope.
And the other thing that's going on now, they're saying that we're not too far off from people marrying robots. Those love robots, robots built for love, beep, that not only do you love on them and then shove them back in the closet, now you marry them.
Can they get half your stuff if you split up?
Oh, hell no. You take the battery out.
No, marriage is for like legal things. And I mean, I understand there is a commitment to it as well, but still there is no real reason to marry a robot.
What if you love that robot with all of your heart? Beep.
But that robot's, so many things could happen. It could get deprogrammed. It could.
Oh, that would be tragic.
and then what happens? What do you get out of this relationship if it splits up?
Well, you got to go, you know, you deal with it. You move on. You find another nice robot.
You did not plug me in like you committed to do every day. My battery ran down. Beep.
What about what was that lady? Wasn't there a lady that married like a bridge?
There was a lady. I think she married a bridge. There was definitely a lady who married a dolphin. I feel bad for the dolphin because I don't think he got a say in the whole.
They don't sleep in the same room. They're part of that group, you know. Like a quarter of married people don't sleep in the same room. The dolphin is part of that.
Yeah, because she snores.
All right. Hey, listen, thanks so much for hanging out with us on the podcast. It's the Simon Says Podcast. We're the Get Up Show. Next week, we're going to have calls. So please, if you want to, call the Simon line. It's 336-373-0987. You can check us out anytime on the radio at 987simon.com. Coming up on Bet You Won't Play a Friday.
You can also listen to us through the Odyssey app.
Oh,
anywhere
yeah.
you are.
Yeah. It's Odyssey with an A.
A-U-D-A-C-Y.
Look, she spelled app. It and everything.
I
couldn't have done it. Got a final thought over there, Charlie?
There is no such thing as a perfect female armpit. Please don't feel the pressure.
She said it again, man.
Armpit.
Next time.
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.
Holiday doorbuster deals are on at Lowe's. Today only, get select 1-quart poinsettias and select translucent plant saucers for $1 each. That means for a limited time, you can decorate to get in the Christmas spirit for less. Shop in-store to make sure you don't miss out on big savings all day. But hurry, these offers won't last long. Lowe's, we help you save. Valid 11/28, in-store only, limit 16 per person. Selection varies by location, while supplies last.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detecttheSOS.com today.